Hello, it is so nice to meet you. Tell me, what do you do? Do you ever struggle to answer this question? Well, I got to tell you, a lot of medical sales representatives do. Let's talk about that. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. It is a concurrent video and podcast. You can listen on iTunes or you can watch on YouTube. How cool is that? Well, hopefully you think it's cool. You probably do, otherwise you wouldn't be here. What business are you in? A lot of times, medical sales representatives will say something like, well, you know, I sell orthopedic implants, or I sell medical products. I sell durable medical equipment. And you probably do. You know what you sell. I mean, there's no mystery there. But what is it that you really do? Did you ever stop to think about this? Sometimes a shift in perspective helps. And I find this really helpful sometimes, or it's just a harebrained idea. But let me see if this works for you. The other morning, in fact, the day before yesterday, I was having breakfast with a good friend of mine. And her name is Rosie, and she is a canine fitness expert and dog trainer. And she made an amazing point to me. She says, you know, I really don't train dogs. I train people. And I thought about that for a second, and it makes absolute sense. If you've ever had your dog trained, you know that if a dog trainer takes your dog out of the house, brings it back a week later, goes, okay, here's your dog. If the dog trainer doesn't train you, it's like not having the instruction manual. You don't know what to do with this dog. It's crazy. So when she told me that she trains people, not just dogs, that really kind of gave me an idea about what a lot of people do in this industry. So I don't want you to think of yourself as just a sales rep. I want you to think of yourself as a doctor trainer, right? Okay, doctor, sit. Doctor, buy this doctor. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm having a little fun. I am not drawing an analogy between healthcare professionals and dogs. Other than, well, let's be honest, dogs are more likely to make a change if they find an easier way of doing something. Healthcare professionals can be a lot more resistant. But I'm not making that suggestion. I'm just having a little bit of fun with it. I have nothing but the deepest respect for doctors, nurses, and all kinds of healthcare professionals. They do truly amazing things. But let me ask you this question. Did you ever try to get an untrained dog to do anything? You know, you assume someone's dog is trained. You might walk up and you go, okay, sit. And the dog just stares at you. Maybe the dog yawns, you know, just goes like, but of course the dog doesn't cover his mouth before he yawns like I do. Most dogs won't do that. It's kind of the scenario that I just described. I've been on a lot of ride-alongs with medical sales reps. And what I just described fits that scenario perfectly. You see a sales rep talking to a healthcare professional, and the healthcare professional is just staring at them like he or she has no idea what he really wants what the sales rep really wants them to do. They know that the sales rep wants them to buy, but they don't really see a connection there. They can't understand why they should buy or what the rationale is. You know, and just like the dog, you know, the dog will eventually just walk away from you if he doesn't know what you want him to do. The healthcare professional will do the same thing. So I want you to think of it this way. Great reps don't just sell products. What they do is they help their customers to acquire goods and services that they need so they can better serve their patients. In other words, great sales reps help their customers to understand how to buy. In other words, one of the things that you probably do, and you don't even realize it, is you train your customers the right way to buy a particular device or product, or, you know, it could be a pharmaceutical. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, think of it this way. If you can help customers to recognize things that they don't recognize now, when they're facing a buying decision, you are really impacting their buying decision in a positive way. You know, what you're doing is you're teaching them how to make product choices. And this is where it truly comes out that you're not just a sales rep, but you're a coach, a trainer, truly a consultant, because you're helping them to buy. Now, you may have experienced this, but one of the best ways to make a sale, especially a large sale, is when you help to set the buying criteria. You're familiar with this. Some of you know this, and if you've used it, it can help you tremendously. One thing it does is it helps your customers, because when you are able to help your customers to understand and define the buying criteria for a particular acquisition, you've really taken a huge step in helping them to see things that they otherwise might have missed. And ultimately, if you've done this ethically and in a good way, you're going to be helping their patients to have things and get results that they otherwise might not have obtained. So this is a wonderful thing to be able to do. But what else are you doing when you do this? You're also creating the ideal situation to position your product. That's really what it's about. So don't assume that the customer knows everything that he or she needs to know to buy. A lot of times they don't. You know, if you're sitting in front of a healthcare professional, you assume that they know what they need to know to buy a product. And yet there may be things that you can share with them or stories that will help them to understand some of the nuances, some of the finer points of choosing these products, you know, things that are involved in the decision. Because your job is really not just to be a sales rep. Your job is to be a teacher, a trainer. And it's critically important that you do this. Why? Because number one, it's the right thing for the patient. Number two, you will distinguish yourself from all the competitors out there who are not doing this. And the third reason, what's the third reason? You're going to sell more when you do that. How cool is that? Thanks for taking a few minutes to spend some time with me here on YouTube or listening to the podcast, the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And obviously you're doing this because you want to elevate your selling skills to a higher level. If you want to take it to truly the next level, may I invite you to check out my online 24/7 training and support program for medical sales professionals. It's called Medical Sales Academy. You could learn more about Medical Sales Academy by going to MedicalSalesAcademy.com. That was easy. And if you're listening to this in June, we are going to be opening enrollment again in July, the summertime. Great time to hone your skills so that in the fall you could come out of the gates running, swinging, whatever you do when you come out of the gates. But ultimately, you'll sell more. So check out MedicalSalesAcademy.com. And don't forget that as you go through your medical sales career, that nothing, I mean nothing, is more important than the patient. My friends, the patient always comes first. You have a job where you can make a difference. Why are you still here listening to me? Go make a difference. Go sell something. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel, this is Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.